Professor Campbell, thank you for coming on with us.
Glad to be on the show.
Mitt Romney won Michigan, but it was close. His campaign people were saying last night, a win is a win. But does Romney enter next week's Super Tuesday still as a vulnerable front runner?
I think so. Romney won in Arizona, and he was basically pretty much uncontested there. And then in his essentially his home state of Michigan, he squeaked out a win. I mean, there's two wins, but on the other hand, Michigan was much closer than you might have expected.
So where does he go from here? How does he build himself up to finally put aside these Republican challengers?
You know, that's a great question. I don't know whether it's possible. I think this is going to be a protracted contest. You know, it has to winnow down, I think, at some point between Romney and essentially one other challenger. At some point, it looks like Santorum would be the conservative alternative, but Gingrich still has an outside possibility of getting back in the race. But I think at that point, it's got to be a showdown, and sort of whoever is the last standing will be the nominee. I don't know at this point whether Romney can convince the base that he is an authentic conservative.
When we last talked 1 month ago following the Florida primary, I didn't even have time to bring up the name Rick Santorum. And if I had, I was going to ask you when you expected him to drop out.
Right.
His fortunes changed the following week. But the fact is, Santorum lost both primaries on Tuesday. Did he miss his big chance here?
I don't think so. I think the fact that he was able to make it such a close contest in Michigan, again, this is a state where Mitt Romney's father was a three-term governor of the state. He won it by 9 points over John McCain 4 years ago, and basically wins it by a much smaller margin this time. I think Santorum has a lot to crow about at this point, even though he did finish second.
We counted out Newt Gingrich at least twice before. Yesterday, he was not a factor, but some southern states are among those voting in next week's Super Tuesday primaries. So what is his objective?
Well, I think he certainly has to win in Georgia, his home state. And I think he has to win another state, I think, in order to stay in the race, either Tennessee or Oklahoma. He has to do well beat Santorum in another major contest.
We've been hearing a lot of talk from pundits about a contested or even a brokered Republican convention this summer. How do you assess the chances of that as an expert in this field?
Well, I think it's still a long shot, but I think it's more likely than probably at any other time since the last one, which was in 1952, in the Democratic convention of that year. And I think in part it owes to Ron Paul being in the race. Ron Paul will stay in the race, I think, for the full time, and he'll siphon off a number of votes. And I think, as long as Gingrich stays in the race, and Santorum stays in the race, they'll pick up their share of delegates. So the fact that we have the super PACs keeping candidates in the race longer and some more proportional representation in the process, I think that increases the odds. It's still remote because I think we will now enter into a phase of the contest where there's more winner-take-all contests, and so that is very beneficial for a front runner. But at this point, Mitt Romney has to be considered a very weak front runner, and so it's a question of whether he can really take full advantage of that winner-take-all system.
And with so many primaries next week, it makes it difficult to campaign because you can't be in every state every day.
Right, and this is sort of a behind-the-scenes kind of story in this this contest, and that is, to what extent has money influenced a lot of this? We've seen at least in a number of the initial states, that Romney is able to win where he's able to greatly outspend his opposition. And it's more difficult to do that in a large number of states. And so he wouldn't be able, or his super PACs would not be able to do that as effectively. So I think we're going to have it's going to even get, I think, more contested as we move forward for the next few weeks.
Professor Campbell, thank you.
Glad to be on.